Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is your fun Friday. Are you ready? I sure hope you are. So glad you're here. But you know, every lion within us, we're going to start with what? Scripture. So the scripture this week, we've already talked about it. Matthew 5, verse 28. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, that was Jesus saying those words on the Sermon on the Mount. Guys, go back to the spiritual kickoff. I unpacked that scripture in depth. Gave you a lot of things to think about. I even went back and talked about King David, Bathsheba, the things that happened there. Took you to Psalm 51 as well, about the way he was asking for forgiveness. So guys, lot in time, that scripture, that one little verse to unpack around lust and the desire. So guys, go back, check it out. Now, if you missed the episode on Wednesday, shame on you, first of all, but go back and check it out. Now, you may be thinking, well, Chris, I don't deal with pornography. Why do I need to listen to it? Because, guys, the first part of that conversation, for one, we didn't talk about you. We talked about your children or the youth. And I guarantee you there's an opportunity in every one of our lives at some point where we're going to be able to serve someone that's younger than us and help them with this. Okay. So we talk about boundaries and ways to set up, ways to communicate with our children. What should we be looking for? How we can be helping them right now. And then we did flip it. We did talk about you as the Christian men. We talked about the impact that it has on our marriages, what it looks like, what it's actually doing to our sexual relationships with our wives by the use of pornography and how it impacts us mentally. And guys, there's, you know, when you go through and you start thinking through the impact that it has, it can be very deflating. I get it. But there is hope. And of course, we know where that hope comes from. But also, Dr. Cameron has dedicated his life. He has done so much to help people overcome this. And he has tools, he has resources, and he has proven you can beat this and you can overcome this in as little as 12 weeks, a couple months, guys. We're not talking about years here. And we're not talking about thousands upon thousands of dollars either for help. We're talking about less than $100. He is being able to help so many men overcome this. So again, this may not be your personal struggle, but I guarantee you, if you're a Christian man in a church, you are surrounded with brothers that are struggling with this. Learn so that you can help them in their time of need. Okay? So go back and check that out. I'm not going to tell you anymore. You don't have to go check it out to get all the details there. I guarantee you, it's time well spent. Learn from Dr. Cameron, okay? Now I'm going to give you, for a fun Friday, you know what's going to come. the health, wealth, and self tip. Okay. We'll start off with the health tip. And I'm going to steal this one from Dr. Cameron because I thought that this was so good. But he talked about acceptance and commitment therapy, that ACT therapy, right? And again, that's an action-oriented approach to therapy that stems from traditional behavior therapy and cognitive behavior therapy. Okay, so basically, you learn to stop avoiding and denying and struggling with all these different emotions. And instead, you know, you take them to a deeper level and you lean into them, okay? You get that understanding. And then you begin to accept and understand those hardships and commit to making those changes in your behavior, regardless of what's going on, okay? Or how you feel about it. So do some research here into the ACT. I'm telling you guys, this is some interesting stuff. I did research preparing. I had this conversation with Dr. Staley, and there's a lot out there that can really give you some insight. And I'll tell you what, you can come a long way and you can really overcome a lot with understanding that, you know what, you're not broken. You know, you're not broken. There's just things that we need help with. And you know what? There's wonderful things out there that people like Dr. Cameron here, he's developed that help serve us. So that acceptance and commitment therapy ACT, Google it, check it out. There may be some stuff there. And again, this is not just for pornography. Say you're struggling with weight loss. Maybe you're struggling with anxiety, stress, addictions, you know, or alcoholism. There's different things out there that the ACT therapy is proven to help and serve. So guys, go check that out. Again, I'm not a psychologist, but I'm just telling you, there's some really good information, and I learned a lot working with Cameron. I think that would serve us well. So a health tip, go check that out. Just get educated on that. That'll give you another feather in your cap to be able to serve others potentially in the future as well. Now, your wealth tip for this week, since we did talk about marriage a lot, invest in your marriage. This could be the greatest investment you can make, okay? Now, what am I talking about here? It could be counseling, okay? Could be getaways, couple massages, date nights, whatever it is. But the minute you stop working on your marriage, it's going to start deteriorating. It is. So make those investments. Make those investments right now and build them into your budget. You know, these things, you're going to have to build them into your budget. My wife and I, when we go out every month, when we sit down and do our budget, we plan when we're going out and we put the money towards it. When we work with counseling, it's because we have a bad marriage? No, it's because we have a great marriage and we want to make it awesome. So you know what? We budget for that and we put it in there. Make that investments right now. Start putting those funds away and building towards that amazing marriage. I don't want you to settle for good. Okay. You shouldn't even settle for great. Go for amazing, incredible. Just whatever the adjective that you can think of that's better than that. That's what you want, because that's the covenant of marriage that God has designed. We don't want to just go through this. We want to have an amazing, intimate connection with our wives. You know what, guys? Sometimes it takes some investment. So lean into that. Make it part of your budget. It's important. And what gets budgeted and gets planned gets done. So there you go, guys. There's your wealth tip. Now your self tip. I want you to be a sheepdog when it comes to protecting your children from sexually inappropriate items. What does that look like? Be a sheepdog. You do not give your children, okay, unrestricted iPhones, tablets, or computers, okay? Because you would not hand them a loaded gun, would you? And then you need to think about this. If you have children, even teens, guys, you have got to be careful here, okay? Create those boundaries. Check in, have conversations, right? Make sure those conversations are age appropriate, obviously, but teach your children directly about God's design of sex and marriage and all that entails. They need to hear it from you. They don't need to hear it from a book. They don't need to hear it from a teacher. They definitely don't need to hear it from a friend or people at their school, and or worst case scenario, from pornography. This is not where they need to learn this stuff. And I get it. Some of you guys are clamming up right now with the thought of doing this. You got to get over that. You know, if you're going to be a lion, if you're going to get up there and you're going to lead your family, you need to have the conversations that matter. You know, I have three daughters, our older daughters. We've started having these conversations. Is it fun? No. Is it necessary? Yes. And lions don't run away from the hard stuff. We lean into it. Because if we don't, I guarantee you Satan is going to take that opportunity to expose your children to something that they shouldn't be. Be a sheepdog. Be relentless. Do not let this slip. Do not lead this up to other people. Do not make your wife do this by herself. The man needs to step in right here and be a man. I know I'm speaking very direct here, guys, and I get some of you maybe getting frustrated. It's okay. You can be frustrated at me because you know I'm right on this one. Lean in, make a difference. So there are your three tips, okay? Your health tip, ACT, acceptance and commitment therapy. Go do your research. Your wealth tip, invest in your marriage. Make sure you make that investment. And your self tip, be a sheepdog. Bottom line, make that happen, guys. Now, the book of the week this week. Cameron actually recommended this book, so I went out and bought it. I read it, and it's phenomenal. It's called The Happiness Trap, okay? It's written by Russ Harris. The foreword is by Stephen Hayes. I guess Stephen Hayes, according to Cameron, is actually the gentleman who developed ACT therapy. But it gives a really good overview of what ACT therapy is, some ideas about how to actually implement this in your wife, in your life. And then, so he talks about what your inner world looks like. And then it talks about how you can create a life worth living. But I tell you what, guys, the cool part about this book, what I enjoyed the most about it, was it gave some practical type tips that you can apply and that you can start really, you know, practicing right then. I mean, it will literally tell you, like, here's what you need to do. Put the book down and go try it. So this is kind of like a manual that you can take. And really, it's not just, it's not an easy read, something that you just want to sit down and just breeze through. It's something you'll want to take your time with. The exercises that they recommend, do them. Take the time to actually do them. Because, guys, that's where the learning happens. That's where you get better. That's where you grow. That's where you develop. So, again, The Happiness Trap, go to the book of the week. We'll see it right there. Go to the link in the show notes for this particular episode. You'll be able to get you a copy of it. I really highly encourage this. This could be a great resource for you as well as to help you with your children in the future if they're dealing with anxiety or stress or these different things. The Happiness Trap, that ACT therapy, again, covers the board. Okay? Now, since we've had a heavy week of topics, I get it. It's been a heavy week of topics here. Let's have a few dad jokes. Let's lighten it up before we end up here this week. So dad joke number one, I started telling people about the benefits of dried grapes. Okay. It's about raising awareness. So I'm not, you know, again, just recording here, but if you're not laughing at that one, something's wrong with you. Come on. Raising awareness. Come on. Get with it there. Number two, my wife asked me to get 6 cans of Sprite from a store. I realized when I got home, I had picked 7-Up. There you go, guys. Those are free. Use them at will. I think they're both hit. So let us know. Send us a note which one works. Number one, I started telling people about the benefits of dried grapes. It's all about raising awareness. Number two, my wife asked me to get 6 cans of Sprite from the store. I realized when I got home, I had picked 7-Up. So there you go, guys. Let us know again. Number one, number two, I think they're both home runs this week. For your question of the week, again, what lustful behavior do you need to flee from? The Bible doesn't say mess around with this stuff. The Bible says flee. So what lustful behavior do you need to flee from? I'm going to ask you one more thing. Can you hand your phone right now to your wife, an unlocked phone, and not worry about anything? If you can't answer that with a resounding yes, there may be some lustful behavior in your life that you need to think about. You need to address. These types of things create stress and anxiety. These will fester. These will grow. It will also create a wedge in your marriage. Guys, don't play around with sexual sin. Do not play around with that. That's the quickest way to ruin your marriage. And I want your marriage to be freaking awesome, to be incredible. And the only way that's going to happen is you got to get these tools from Satan out of it right now. So lean into that stuff, guys. Make it happen. So guys, there you go. Again, this week we covered a lot. We covered some heavy topics. I know the topics wasn't the most fun, but it was important. We're going to try to talk about stuff like this, guys. This is what it's about, trying to help us grow to be the leaders we're predestined to be. We can't just talk about cupcakes and rainbows. We got to get into the real meat and potatoes, okay? There it was, guys. If you enjoyed it, share it with someone. Seriously, share it with someone. Give us a rating and review. That helps. If you want me to come talk with your church or your men's group, send us a message. Join the Lion's Den, thelionwithin.us. I'll be glad to come out there and try to have a conversation. Try to help your group. Help your group get going. Maybe you just want to start a discipleship group and you need some help getting that off the ground. Our Bible study is a great resource to do that. I'll even jump on and do the first lesson with you just to help get you going. I've been doing that with some guys. So guys, we want to be there. We want to be partner with you as you grow, as you try to do these things and to do the new things, to do the hard things. You don't have to do it alone. Check out the Bible study. Check out the courses. Check out the 10 scriptures to fight like a lion. Maybe you need some coaching. Guys, jump on the Lion Within Us coaching. There's a link right there on the Lion Within Us page, the main page, thelionwithin.us. Go check out our coaching. Some one-on-one sessions where we dig into God's word and we see how can we apply this to situations that you have in your life? How can we improve the areas of health, wealth, and self? Because I guarantee you one of those three, maybe two of those three, maybe all of those three aren't where you want them to be. That's okay. Together, we're going to dig into God's word. We're going to figure out a plan. We're going to make some commitments. We're going to get real with scripture and to actually improve our lives to be the Christian leaders we're predestined to be. So again, if that sounds exciting, if that sounds like something that would help you, jump on over, be a part of that. You are the hero of this story. It is you. You can do this. You have it right now. You have everything available to win, to be victorious. Sometimes you just need help unleashing it. That's what we do here. So guys, thank you so much for listening. Again, share it with other people. Keep coming back. We'll see you on Monday for our next spiritual kickoff. I pray you have a great weekend. Get after it. Have some barbecue. Share these jokes. Get some laughs. And don't forget to unleash the lion within. How many of you guys can recite all the lines of Sweet Home Alabama without breathing hard? But when it comes to recalling God's word, you get stuck. To help you out, we identify 10 scriptures you need to fight like a lion and a plan to help you get them cemented in your heart. So grab this free resource, and I'm going to come alongside of you in a series of personal and engaging messages designed to challenge and help you grow. So get equipped today with a scripture that will help you fight the battle you are in. Visit thelionwithin.us to get started today. That's thelionwithin.us to unlock this free guide you need to fight like a lion. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.